When is it okay for a school official to seize and search a student's phone? As Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, the question is open for debate after years of failed attempts at legislation.
Many school districts have their own rules on mobile devices, but advocates and public defenders say a statewide policy is needed. That's because in the 1980s, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled students do have a reasonable right to privacy for things like backpacks and lockers. But when it comes to mobile devices like cell phones and tablets, well, that's a lot less clear. David McGuire is with the American Civil Liberties Union of Connecticut.
Without a doubt, there are districts that are telling students that they have no expectation of privacy and are searching their phones at will, and that has to end.
Leon Smith is director of the Racial Justice Project at the Center for Children's Advocacy.
I know at our organization we've certainly seen some horror stories of students who almost on a daily basis have gotten their phones seized and searched.
Smith says requiring baseline policies on privacy expectations could reduce suspensions and expulsions, which disproportionately impact Black and Latino students. Meanwhile, school districts caution they're best suited to draft policies that respond to their local needs. And there's worry among some teachers and law enforcement that overly prescriptive policies could stop teachers and police from effectively responding to in-school issues. Members of a working group convened in Hartford Friday and say a legislative proposal is likely to come up again next session as more electronic devices make their way into schools. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.